It's time for Talking About the Law with Attorney Bob Flynn.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. This is Talking About the Law, and I'm Bob Flynn. Each week, our show comes to you sponsored by Catuno Court Reporting and Flynn Law Firm, as well as other advertisers. And the show focuses each week on a different topic in the law. We explore all sorts of legal issues, and normally we have a guest to focus on a particular area of law within that guest's expertise. Each week we've had people who are lawyers who focus, for example, on environmental law, trusts, estates, wills, family law, criminal law, or people who work in allied fields, such as court reporters, court clerks, private investigators, auctioneers, all sorts of people, to give you over the course of a year a much deeper appreciation and understanding of what makes up the court system and the people that work in it. Our topic today is workers' compensation, Social Security disability, and a tort case. The topic really is what happens when someone is injured at work, what can they look to for financial and other assistance, and where do they go? If you have an interest in the topic and are interested in calling, you're more than welcome to call 508-438-0965. As always, I like to remind you that there is that the programming on this show and the other True Talk shows at WCRN can be heard live as a live feed on the station website, WCRNradio.com. Or what I really like to talk about is TuneIn Radio. It's an app you can download, and you can listen to live programming across the world on TuneIn Radio, you certainly can listen every Sunday at 10 o'clock to Talking About the Law. To help us explore workers' comp, SSDI, accident cases, and some related issues, we have today with us our attorney, Rob Noah. Rob, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Rob is a lawyer at his own office. Rob Noah?
The website is robertnoahlaw.com.
So the easiest way to get in touch with Rob, and you can see it's a great website. You can see a lot of information about him. It would be robertnoahlaw.com.
Correct.
And Noah is N-O-A. Robert Noah. robertnoahlaw.com. Well, welcome to the show, Rob. You've been practicing workers' compensation and SSDI law for a few years now, quite a few.
Quite a few years at this point. Come June of 2013, I will have been an attorney in the Commonwealth for 25 years.
It's hard to believe. The time flies.
It does fly.
But, you know, it flies because we're doing things we really enjoy doing. And what is it you like best about what attracts you to workers' comp?
I like workers' comp for a variety of reasons, but one of the things, at least, is that at the end of the day, I can usually go home feeling as if I've made a material contribution to helping somebody out, whether they've gotten hurt at work or in any other sort of injury or accident setting. You go home feeling that you have helped somebody out who is really deserving of your service.
I think that's a common thread that a lot of lawyers have, and workers' comp is represents a situation normally where somebody has a real problem and they really do need help.
That's accurate, and folks do not typically, hopefully, have a background with workers' compensation, that they don't know what their rights and remedies are, and so you can provide them with the tools they need to get the coverage and the compensation to get them back on their feet and get them back to work.
I often say things like accidents don't just happen, they're caused, you know, and they normally are caused by something. The other thing is accidents are never expected. I mean, they're not planned. And somebody, as you know, because we were talking about it, you know, I've gone all these years representing people involved in serious accidents, and I've never been in a serious accident. Fortunately, I wasn't injured, which is the miracle of this, but I'm sitting there stopped waiting for traffic to come by, and slam, somebody rear-ends me. I thought it was a dump truck and collapsed, totaled my car, totaled his car. He's hurt, and fortunately, through the miracle of good automotive engineering, I don't have any problem. But over the next several days after that accident a couple of weeks ago, I noticed a little disorientation. You know, you're uncomfortable, and you worry about stupid things, even though you're not hurt. And it's put into perspective for me what people who are involved in a serious accident at work or otherwise really are facing, and they need help at that point to make good judgments for their own sake.
That's accurate. I can sympathize more so these days than I had in years past when I started practicing, having had a couple of, fortunately, minor back injuries myself. And if you're in a situation where, as you or I work in an office, you can pick yourself up and you can get to work, even if you have a certain amount of back pain. You can stand, you can sit as needed to do what we basically do as a desk job. But even a significant or a seemingly insignificant back injury to somebody who works in the trades or has a physically demanding job can be debilitating to them over the course of time. And again, so knowing what your rights and remedies are in terms of disability compensation, if it's that severe, or even your rights to receive medical care and treatment while you continue to work and you rehab yourself during your recovery, is significant. And contacting an attorney who is focusing or specializing in a particular field of law, whatever it may be, divorce, business, or workers' comp, you get the expertise and I think the security of knowing at least a little bit about the roadmap ahead. You're not walking the road alone.
Well, today we're going to talk about what that lawyer can really do for somebody who's injured in a variety of ways, including determining whether, in addition to workers' comp, for example, the person has rights against third parties who may have caused his injury, or rights to SSDI, or rights to some other insurance somewhere out there, or even double comp rights against the employer. If somebody comes to an accident attorney first, the accident attorney does the same thing and plugs that employee into a solid workers' comp lawyer like you, and vice versa. You need somebody. Family members really need to get somebody in there to help make some good choice decisions for a person. What's workers' comp do for them? Tell us what it is and what's it do for a worker today.
Fundamentally, workers' comp is a system of wage replacement. It's designed truly to get an injured worker from point A, where they're hurt and cannot work, to point B, where they can go back to gainful employment. And between point A and point B, the comp system will provide a variety of rights for someone who is hurt. There is a right to receive disability compensation for the duration of your disability. There are some statutory limits to those periods of disability, but fundamentally, again, it should provide compensation at the rate of 60% of a person's average wage while somebody can't work. You also have the right to receive medical treatment paid for by the workers' comp insurer.
And we're going to take that trip from point A to point B on medical and wages as soon as we come back from this break. This is Bob Flynn talking about the law with Rob Noah, the law of workers' comp, SSDI, and third-party accident cases. We'll be right back.